Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association Executive Director Harrison Weber. First of all, let's talk pre-harvest. How are things going? What are we seeing across the Red River Valley?
Yeah, you bet, Whitney. You know, we've been rolling here 3 weeks now, and factories all got off to a good start. We fired up the Drayton factory a week later, but nonetheless, that thing got rolling, and we're happy where it's at. You know, we're looking at yields right now anywhere from 18 to 26 tons, somewhere in there. Valley average 22-ish somewhere. 17% sugar. We got a rain here on Monday night, and so, you know, certainly that we'll lose a little bit there, but we'll gain it in tonnage. So still the sugar there, but just in a different form. So things are rolling good, and guys are excited, but certainly not counting our chickens before they hatch. We've got to get this entire crop into the pile come October 1st. So,
and that's something that I guess grains have been real spotty here throughout the growing season for a lot of guys, but I know small grain harvest, some people were pleasantly surprised. Is that something that people are hoping to see with sugar beets, or have they been kind of getting a little bit more moisture here throughout the season?
Yeah. Good question. No, you know, I think we're you know, I think we're pleasantly surprised as well. You know, we had kind of an interesting spring where we got beets in the ground right away, and then we had a little delay, and then wrapped up, and you know, we got them off to a good start. We got real good stands, and really then it dried up, and it forced that root to go deep right away, and so we have really beautiful root structure this year. You know, there isn't a lot of disease out there. Certainly some patches here and there. But generally speaking, you know, we are pleased. It's the, you know, I attribute it to you know, grower agronomics and also on the genetic side. I mean, we've just, this crop has just been able to be pushed, and it's just amazing and really fun to see it in action each year here now.
Let's switch gears a little bit and talk fall harvest, as you know, pre-pile is underway already, but as we get closer to the main campaign here, what are some of the issues that growers might be facing? I know labor is always something that is maybe getting tougher to find here, drivers, things like that. What's the status there?
Yeah, labor's always on our minds as beet growers here. You know, back of the napkin math, at American Crystal alone, on the farm, we need between 7,000 and 10,000 people come October 1st to help get this crop in for just 10 days or 2 weeks, you know. And that's really unique. You know, we don't extend the harvest out 2-3 weeks or a month or anything like that. It's rock and roll right on October 1st. So we need a lot of people to come out and help us, and truck drivers especially. You know, we need, just by my math, we need somewhere between 5,500 and 6,000 truck drivers alone up and down the valley, and that's a, you know, that's a real need for us. We've done some work at the association here to try to recruit and just kind of revitalize or re-energize sugar beet harvest. So anybody out there listening, a little shameless plug here, sugarbeetjobs.com, and we got about 100 growers on there that have listed their phone number. They're all looking for help up and down the valley, strong wages and great hours. And really it's anybody and everybody, you know, anybody from the 9-to-5 person that's looking for another paycheck, somebody that's in between jobs, somebody that's got some PTO to use, doctors, lawyers that are looking for a little change of pace, go help out at the farm, retired people, college age kids, you name it, we'll take you. You just need a good attitude and a willingness to learn and be safe about it. And we'll take you, we'll put you in a truck and you drive a beet truck for 10 days and make a little money on the side there.
And you mentioned it here, touched on it. Safety is a big thing during this time.
Yeah, definitely, Whitney. You know, a lot of additional trucks on the road, right? And at early hours and late nights, we need the public looking out for, you know, looking left, looking right, doing it again, maybe even a third time. And then we need the truck drivers slowing down. We need them looking for the public. And we just need everybody together, especially come October 1st, but certainly in these pre-pile days. You know, we have a number of areas that are lifting only for maybe 2 or 3 days. And then, you know, another piler will start up. And so people are, you know, not used to the trucks. And all of a sudden, boom, one morning you got, you know, 50 semis going by your house or by an intersection that you aren't normally used to. And we just got to remind everybody, especially those new drivers, the young high school kids, it's a real busy time out there in the countryside and in our small towns. And we just want to get everybody home safe each and every night. And you know, together we all slow down, we take our time, we'll get through it.
And it's not as important to, I mean, of course, you know, it's got to get done and whatnot, but it's more important to get the beats there and get to your job or whatever than it is to get there faster.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, we'll get it done. We always do, and we always have. And, you know, if you get to the piler 1 minute before, that ain't going to make the difference on the grand scale of things, you know. And same thing with getting to school or getting to go groceries or to the bank or whatever errand we're running out there as the public, you know, just take a little extra time, move over to the side of the road, and give that truck some space. It's not a Geo Metro out there. It can't stop on a dime, and that's just a fact. You know, there's no sugarcoating that one, so.
Absolutely. Well, anything else that we should add or touch on before we let you go?
No, I think that's it, Whitney. You know, we're monitoring the Farm Bill conversations as we get back from the August recess here and keeping in close tabs on that. You know, I'm still optimistic that we might have something by the end of this year, but as you're talking with more and more people in D.C., it's sounding like first thing after the calendar year ends there that they're going to turn their focus on that. So we're monitoring that. You know, dietary guidelines and nutrition labeling, that's certainly on our mind. But yeah, a lot of issues going on. But first and foremost, we got to get this crop into the pile and then have a successful campaign throughout the winter months.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the time and the update. Harrison Weber joining us on the Red River Farm Network.